HD Smartcast. You are listening to Health Shots brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello everyone, welcome back to She Slays. We have another champion story for all of you today. This week we are in conversation with 34 years old MBA student Divya Chaudhary, who unfortunately suffered from a slip disc injury in the year 2008 when she fell down from the stairs. The injury resulted in an indescribable back pain which further radiated to her right leg, rendering Divya completely bedridden. Listen to Divya's story on healthshots.com to learn how this champion overcame her injury by turning to yoga and exercises.
My name is Divya Chaudhary and I'm 34 years of age. I am married. My life is currently divided into the roles I play. So some amount of time is for myself. Then in the morning I become a daughter-in-law, a wife. I take care of the household work. Then I become a mother. I take care of my kids. The whole day passes into roles of being a daughter, a daughter-in-law, of a mother. And the amount of time little bit I can take away, I pursue my studies. I'm into studying Ayurveda these days. And apart from that, goes into writing and reading stories and poems. This is the time I look forward to spending in the entire day. I was born in a joint family, but then married into another big joint family. So I have always had people around in my life. I have never been alone. Maybe this is one of the reasons that I still get jitters or I get scared if I have to sleep in an empty room at night. I have always been a healthy child, even without doing anything. I remember for the longest time I had never visited a gym or a yoga mat, no exercise at all. I had a moderately active lifestyle. I was always an early sleeper at night by 9-10. I was always asleep, always an early riser by 6-7. When we were in college, I used to joke with girls that what is the issue of being overweight or not eating this thing or that thing. It did not matter to me. I ate everything. I had fun. Never exercised or walked or been on a treadmill. But I also remember that I had never slept through the day. I have never had a nap in afternoon. I can work a lot. I can study a lot. I can sit. I don't get tired. But yes, I was never into playing sports or being an athlete. But I was always being healthy. I was 21 at that time when this unfortunate incident happened. I was in second year of my MBA. It was somewhere around September 2008 and it was raining. I still remember that day so clearly. It was around evening time, early evening, 4:30, and we all were sitting in my family, with my mom, dad, my sister, my brother. We all were sitting and enjoying the rain from the window, and my mother received a call from my nani's house that my masis and all have gathered there and if I can go and pick them up and bring them here. Although my nani's home is quite nearby, it was raining and there were three masis and their kids, and also I took my car and I went to pick them up. My nani's house is on third floor. So I went upstairs and my masi gave me her daughter that you go sit in the car, take her downstairs and sit in the car, and in the meantime we all are also getting downstairs. And I said okay. I had reached second floor with my knees. And then I saw that the stairs are wet. There is rain water on those stairs. So I asked my niece that now I will take your hand and now I will not pick you up. We might fall. And I also took off my footwear so that they don't slip on the stairs. And I asked her to wait, that let me get down 3-4 stairs first and then I'll take your hand and then you get down the stairs. The moment I took the first step on that stair, I fell. I don't know, it's an irony or what, that my body saw it coming or what told me at that time to put down my knees and she was not in my lap when I fell. I don't remember what happened after that. It was how many seconds, minutes, whatever has passed, I have no idea till date. But it was pain. It was stabbing pain in my back. It was just six stairs. of which I fell, and I fell in a sitting position. I was not able to walk properly, but yeah, thoda sa langda ke I was able to walk towards my car. In 20-25 minutes, the pain also subsided, and they asked me if I want to go upstairs or stay there. And then, but I thought I would rather drive down to my house and lie down there only. So at this point in time, we all thought that I have only had a small, simple fall, and the pain will go. At that time, I also had pakoras with my mausis, and we had tea, and we all laughed about it. And then the day ended, the next day came, and my college started. I had pain, but it was bearable pain. So I thought the pain will go in some days, you know, because it was pretty bad that I had got hurt. It had got a blue inflammation at the place where I had fallen. So we all thought that it will go. One day I went, second day I went. Slowly and slowly, over a period of a week or two, the pain had completely left my body. So we all thought we are fine and there is nothing wrong. I still remember it so clearly. It was 2008 year end, October. There was global recession and we were thinking of getting jobs. At that time, as the winters were starting to approach, my pain started coming back in my lower back. So I thought maybe we're working on the course also and we have to wear heels all the time. So I thought maybe because of that the pain is coming. But the pain started increasing over the weeks. It increased so much that one fine evening, I remember, I was coming back from college and I had to stop my car midway and wait for 15-20 minutes for the pain in my leg to go so that I can drive again. Over the time, I had started to get pain all over my right leg, starting from my back to my right leg. First it came in the thighs, then in the knees, then in my lower leg, and then it reached the thumb. But I used to come home, take hot fermentation, take rest, it used to go in the morning. Then again, by the end of the day, it started coming. Every day, it was severe than the day before. But I ignored it. We ignored it because we thought it is due to stress or maybe exertion. I have just had a fall. It had been just last month only. I fell down and now it is end October. My placements have started. But the good part I was looking forward was that I had cleared GD of two companies and I was sitting for the interview. I cleared all these stages for two companies and I was the only person on my whole campus who had two jobs in the time of recession, and I had to choose which company I will join. And a week after that, it was morning and I had to go to my college. I woke up, I went for my bath, I came out and I lie down on my bed. I shouted. My parents came and I told them I cannot move. And still we did not get scared at that point in time that it will turn into a major thing. We still thought it's a normal backache. It will go in some time. And we carried on with our lives. I just kept lying down there. And my mother got me a hot water bottle. I called my college that I won't be able to come today. And that's all. And I thought I will recover really soon. Time had something else in mind. I could not get up for the next a year and a half. For some time, I think I was in the right frame of mind when in 2009 started. And by January, I was still in the right frame. Okay, I have got this pain and I'm not able to move and walk. Some time had gone in watching TV and interacting with everybody and passing time. I was still fine, you know, keeping patient that yes, okay, I will get better. Doctors had suggested calcium rich diet and lots of care was involved in that every time. Everybody had their work, everybody had their tasks to do. I did not even expect them to sit with me all day, but I was getting lonely. My grandfather had given me some religious and some spiritual books, so that how I got into reading, you know, life philosophical books at that point in time, of the monk who sold his Ferrari and all the Sophie's World, all those books were given to me, and I also got some of them, asked some of them, and I started reading all those books. Maybe I'll get strength from all these and I'll pass my time. But my mental health was deteriorating and physically I was any which way bedridden. And my relations with my mother and father was also getting bad. Although they were understanding, but still it was getting bad. Also, I was dating at that point in time. I had a boyfriend at that time. And he also kept in touch with me. He used to come every 10 days to my house to meet me and used to stay in touch on phone. Although this bedridden period was the worst time of our relationship, because like I said, everybody gets busy with their life and I was already becoming of a negative mindset. So our fights had increased and he had also started with his job and he was very busy. And I used to complain about time and we were not able to meet, go outside. So obviously communication was a major issue, but still these people, my boyfriend, my friends, my family, books and television, of course, all these things kept me going. I remember the time when I finally got the treatment that treated me. I was in Gangaram Hospital, MRI and all had done, month had passed, no medicines working. And then that doctor suggested that I, you know, because the pain was not going, he suggested that we pick a date and he will take us to OT and he will give me injections. The injections were nothing but steroids. He would give me injection in back, which will make me all good, and I will be standing back on my feet. Because at this point in time, it was July or August 2009, I had started to believe that from now I am never going to work again. I am going to stay like this all my life and nothing is going to happen now. And so was something to be believed by my parents also. Because we had gone everywhere, we had done homeopathy also with a Gurgaon doctor, we had done everything and this was also not working. And we were just about to take that decision that yes, okay, give me steroids and I just want to get up now, it's enough is enough. The last option was surgery. We did not want surgery to happen. The doctor said that the first stage of treatment is medicines and exercises. The second is the injection. And the third is surgery. So we did not want surgery to happen. So we said, okay, we will go forward with the injections. And we were about to go in OT for that. One of my friend called me up. He said, you know, are you fine now? And I told him, no, we are the same. The problem still continues. And he said, okay, there is this person, don't go by his name, but his name is Swamiji and he's very old and he has treated a lot of people. And what I can do is on Sunday he diagnoses them for free, and then if he thinks he can treat you, he sends his son or other people he has in his studio who come to your house and he will make you do exercises. So he offers physical therapy for the treatment of back and knee troubles, all issues related to spine and bones. So we thought, chalo, we will give this also a try. My father, my mother and I remember that we went there. Again, me lying down in the car. This is so strange that for so long, for 10 months had passed and I had only seen trees and nothing else because I was not able to sit. So I could only see sun, tree, sky, wind, rain. That's all I had seen of outside world. That person saw me. He understood that I'm in pain. The place where he sits is a mandir. It's a dharamshala. And he is a trained. He has learned yoga from sages. And he used to treat people. And he was 86 years of age. And he was sitting in a padmasana. He was fit, physically very fit and strong. And he asked me to walk. He made me lie down. He asked me to raise my feet. He made me do a couple of exercises. He gauged the pain. And he asked his eldest son, Jai Swamiji. And he asked him that, you know, this my son will come to your house from now on. And every day he will take care of the exercises of this girl. Because she cannot do these exercises by herself. Thankfully, these were the people who realized that, yes, I am in so much pain that I am not even able to move my legs. So how did those well-qualified doctors thought that I will be exercising at my home? I don't know why they did not see that. So from next day, Jay Swamiji started coming to my house, and in a month, I started getting better. My exercises started picking up. I was able to move my leg a little myself, raise it a little myself. And every day, with every passing day, I felt a little stronger. I started walking. I remember I started walking in my house, and for 5 minutes, slowly and steadily, for 10 minutes, it started increasing. After a month or two, I still remember that scene. So one day, Jaya Swamiji asked me, now what you can do is you sit, you try sitting on a chair. And my mother came that, you know, my daughter Gini is going to sit. And I sat on the chair, and by the watch, it was 10 seconds that I sat. And I cried and my mother cried that in 1 year and so many months, and I have sat for 10 seconds. And we both cried that day. But things improved. From that time, things started to improve. I was able to walk, I was able to sit, and it was the Swamiji who continued my exercises for all this while and brought me back to my feet. By January, February of 2010, I was fine. I could walk, little thoda langda kar, but I could walk. I still had pain, but I was not on painkillers. And I was sitting also, not for the entire day, but yes, for 1 hour, then a break, for 2 hours, then break, for 20 minutes, then break. But I had got out of that lying down position. But it took me a year and a half. If you ask me now, if someone has had slip disc or backache, I can quickly send them to a person. Don't go to any doctors, don't eat any medicines. If you have pain so much, it's unbearable, go take some painkiller for some days and take some nerve strengthening. But exercise is the only way that you will get better. So since problem that I had got, I have tried to bring routine in my life. My life is very same on 5 days of the week, and very same on the weekend. You know, if one message I can give to everyone is that please believe in the law of karma. Believe in karma. And I remember when I was unwell, they don't used to say it on my face, but everyone says that, you know, this is because of your stars, of the horoscope, of the karma in the previous time, and that's why you've got this illness, and that's why no medicine is working on you, and it'll pass with its own time. I get all that. But the law of karma also says that what you do, your actions will determine the results. So if I am ill today, that is the result of my own actions. Once we understand this, I know it sounds so easy to say, but it is true. If I look back at what happened right now, yes, I fell. It was the stairs that gave me the slip disc. But it was also my mistreatment for the pain. It was my carelessness. It was my carefree nature that I let that pain grow inside my body for 2-3 months. I kept on going to college. I kept on driving. I kept on wearing heels. I kept on aggravating. It was all my actions that increased the pain, that increased my problem so much that it took me a year and a half for it to go. So it was my karma. If I want to make my life better now, if I don't want this problem to relapse again and again, which it has in the past couple of years, especially after my pregnancy, it has relapsed quickly, 2-3 times it has done that. That means I have to build even more strength in me. There is nothing else that can happen. If today I take care of my actions, tomorrow will be better. That is what law of karma is. It does not say sab kuch likha hua hai aur usi ke according hoga. It says that what you do, you can still change your life. And this is what I'm doing. So what I had lost my job? So what if every time I started working after that, I was not able to carry on with it? But now I have understood the mental strength also. I have understood through my mind also that I have to become stronger. Please develop a complete understanding about yourself and focus all your actions towards that understanding. If you know yourself nicely, You can do whatever you want. You will not let any physical illness or a problem come into your way. So, who am I should be your life mantra, and believe in the law of karma.
So this was Divya Chaudhary's story, a true She Slays champion indeed. We hope her story inspires you and encourages you to take better care of your health. If you too have a story to tell, then do write to us at healthshots@hindustantimes.com and let us tell your story to the world. Till then, stay tuned in and don't forget to like, share and subscribe to She Slays. This is your host, Chaya Dabba, signing off. I will see you next week. Till then, take care and keep slaying. Bye-bye.
You were listening to Health Shots, brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.